Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We got 21 years with him. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary, a nonprofit ministry. He's the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101. Look up America, his book on Sir John Templeton on investing and life in Sir John Templeton. The Words of Sir John Templeton, I think, is the title of it. Still one of my favorites. And he's our good friend, Gary. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim.
Wisdom from the words. What was the title of that book? I've worn it out. It's just about to fall apart, and I'm. It's in my. I think I took it home.
Spiritual Investments, Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton.
That's it. What boy? That's a handy little book, folks. When you get it, you won't let anybody borrow it. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. People hear all the time the term business roundtable. The business roundtable says this. The roundtable is got together. They decide that. What is that? What is the business roundtable?
Business roundtable is just a group of the leading CEOs of America. Not all of them, but almost all of them. Corporate CEOs, the big companies. These are guys who probably influence our economy more than any others. When they speak, the president tends to listen. Well, most presidents do. I don't know about Donald, but anyway, it's a very influential and powerful group, Jim.
Yep, and they're very connected to the U.S. Chamber, aren't they?
Oh, yes, very much so. And any group, any business group is going to want to be associated with a business roundtable.
Mm-hmm. So why do we care? What do we need to know about the business roundtable out here on Main Street?
Well, there was something happened not long ago. It's going to sound like a how many angels can dance on the head of a pin kind of discussion for most of your clients, but it could be one of the most profound sociological and business movements and changes in the history of the country, if not the world, and that's no real exaggeration, Jim. The Fortune magazine detailed it about 3 or 4 weeks ago in a cover story. But all the guys at the Business Roundtable, they have been taught and operating under the notion, guiding principle, that they have no responsibilities to anybody except to make as much money as possible for the people who own the companies, the shareholders.
This is the what's the guy's name? What was the guy's name who said this? I'm trying to think now.
Milton Friedman.
Milton Friedman, capitalist emeritus economist, Nobel Prize. Tell him what his statement was. You know it.
Well, he said the only social responsibility of a corporation is to make money. I've seen that expressed different ways.
It's another way of saying the invisible hand, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that even. It's another way of to me, it's another way of saying me before anyone, MBA. If you have an MBA, you're probably going to operate according to that concept, or at least you have in the past.
Well, the invisible hand, as you know, Gary, the invisible hand is an idea that Adam Smith had in the Wealth of Nations. He said that a business owner operating in their own interests, for their own self-interest and no other interest except their own, helps society more than if they intended to help society. And I think that's Milton Friedman's idea about the responsibility of corporations is an extension of that. And I think that was true until recently. I do think things are different. That's the reason why I coined the term the visible hand, Gary. I talk about it in my new book, The Visible Hand. I do think things are going to have to change, and I think that's what you're getting at, isn't it?
Yeah, and they realize it's got to change. I mean, if you look at the trust in public institutions today, Jim, big business as opposed to small business, most people still trust small business people, but big business is at the bottom of the list with Catholic priests and I can't remember Congress, I guess, and used car salesmen. I mean, you can't have really run a real endeavor.
And Gary, let me say this: on the top of the list, number two below our military are small business owners. So who should we really be following?
Correct.
Corporate America or small businesses? That's my question. Quick break. Right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.